Where are we in terms of the next generation of clinical trials? And specifically, I'm interested in the trial that I guess was Aphrodite and now I understand is called ALTO. Can you talk about that trial?
It was a pity that we had to change the name.
Yeah, I like that name.
The name was fabulous, but, you know, we discovered that it had been used by another trial, so we couldn't choose this name. We had to change. The ALTO trial is going to be, first of all, a unique experience in terms of collaboration, because the HERA trial was already phenomenal in the sense that it was a trial where women across close to 40 countries participated, including women from South America, Australia, Europe. And now, with the ALTO trial, it's going to be a really global effort with the support of our American colleagues from the American Breast Cancer Intergroup. So that's in itself already a real challenge and a great venture. The second really interesting feature of this trial is that it will have a really extensive translational research component, something that I have always been dreaming of. We are going in this trial to collect the tumor blocks for all women in order to be able to prepare tissue microarray. We will collect blood on all the women for pharmacogenetics. We are going to get frozen material in selected centers, hopefully on about a quarter of the women. So it's a trial that will enroll 8,000 women, so we will get frozen material on about 2,000. And we will also save blood for future proteomic studies. And then what is really also, I think, an improvement is that we have already made some hypotheses as to which might be subsets that are going to derive perhaps a greater benefit from the introduction of lapatinib in the treatment scheme. And that is, I think, important and new. So an example is the c-MYC co-amplification, which has been studied by Soon Paik in the United States. So it looks like if you have HER2 and c-MYC co-amplification, you do extremely well on trastuzumab. So what we have postulated in the ALTO trial is that this is not the group where we are going to see an advantage from lapatinib. It's the contrary. It's in the group that does not show co-amplification that we are going to see an advantage. We have another hypothesis on P95, which is a truncated receptor lacking the external domain. And there are very good data, although preliminary data, suggesting that this happens in about 10% of women with HER2-positive breast cancer, and these women do not respond to trastuzumab for obvious reasons, but might respond to lapatinib. And then also I think that when you design a trial like that, which is going to involve so many women and is a massive effort around the world, I think it's very important that you pay a lot of attention to the design of the study, because there is not going to be a second chance for this drug. It's the only one. And that's why the design may look a little bit complex, but as I said, it's only this trial. There is not going to be another one. So we really wanted to investigate all the possibilities, which are lapatinib alone as an option. We think this could be an easier treatment in certain parts of the world. It could be a cheaper treatment. And the sequencing of the two agents and the combination. Now, why the sequencing? The combination everybody understands, because that is the maximum inhibition that you can achieve by attacking the receptors on both sides. And that should be the better arm, presumably. But the sequential strategy is important too in case the toxicities of the combination arm would be problematic. So it's another way to give the two drugs, but perhaps less toxic way at the end of the day. And so in the adjuvant treatment of breast cancer, everything relates to risk versus benefit. So we felt that it was important to have this additional arm in the trial.
And that's going to have trastuzumab first, then a little rest period, and then a lapatinib?
Yes, because first of all, there are more data on this type of sequencing. And also for practical reasons, we felt that for patients, it would be very difficult to do it the other way around, you know, to start with an oral drug and then after a few months to have to go back to the hospital to get an IV.